You're listening to 92.1 FM, KLQP, Madison and Dawson. Hey, we're going to go up to Alexandria right now, where Kurt Baldwin is covering the state trap shooting meet, Lacapral Valley trap shooting team up there. You got the state meet going on, and Kurt, what's going on up there?
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, we're up here in Alexandria for, like you said, the Minnesota State Championship Trap League. If you've never been up here, this is a fascinating venue. They have 20 trap houses out there, and I don't know how many kids are here. I'd say 1,500 kids. I mean, it's unreal. And I've got a few people here we kind of want to interview and talk a little bit about trap shooting. First of all, I've got Gretchen Rademacher here. And Gretchen, how many years have you been shooting trap?
I've been shooting trap for 7 years.
7 years. Well, great. And you just recently got done shooting your first 50. How'd that go for you?
Not as good as I wanted it to.
Yeah, well, we shoot another 50 later on today. Exactly. All right. Well, good. Molly Holtz is standing here with me. And Molly, how long have you been shooting trap?
I've been shooting trap for 5 years now.
5 years. Well, good for you. Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I really do.
Well, good. And you also shot your first 50 rounds, and how'd that go for you?
It actually went super good. Really good.
Well, good. When do you girls think you'll shoot another 50? Like a couple hours or?
Yeah. 3 or 4 hours, yeah. Probably. A little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Also got standing here with me is the coaches, Robin Rademacher and John Holtz. And John, what do you think about this whole trap league situation up here in Alec?
It's an awesome situation up here. I was talking to the staff inside today, and there's 8,162 kids that were actually registered to come up here. And they started last Saturday, and they finish this Tuesday. It's really awesome. They've actually had Life magazine here for the last 3 days, also doing a large article on this, and they just can't fathom how this all works up here with kids. And
yeah, it is. It's like John said, it's very well organized. It is a very, very interesting venue to come up here. If you're around the Alexandria area today, you know, swing on up here. The kids will be shooting, you know, it'll last all day long. So if you're a Lacapral fan or not, or just enjoy watching kids shoot, come on up here to Alec and take a look and see what goes on. I also have standing here the head coach, Robin Rademacher. Robin, when did you actually start the Lacapral Trap Club?
We started it back in 2013, so this is our, I think Gretchen got confused there. This is the sixth year of it going on, and her and Corbin Kells are the two founding members that they've been shooting for all 6 years. So back in 2013, when we started, I wanted to say in the state there was maybe 40 teams, and now I'm going to say there's close to, I don't know if there's a school district that doesn't have a team. And when we started the state trap back in 2013, it was a three-day shoot. And on Fridays, it was the novice kids. And a novice is anybody who shoots an average of under 15 out of 25. And Saturdays was the JV day. So that was any kid that shot a 15 to a under 18. And then Sunday was a varsity for kids that were at that level. So it went from a 3 days, now we're up to doing it 10 or 11 days, how it's grown. Like Coach Holt said, you know, we're over almost 12,000 kids now statewide that shoot. And it started off with, you know, we're looking at a couple teams that started. So we were one of the very first teams that got started. And want to thank the Appleton Sportsman's Club. They're where we shoot each week. We start usually the first weekend in April, and then we shoot for 9 weeks during the season. And then to go to the state tournament, anyone can go. You don't have to be like a great shooter or anything. Boys and girls can shoot together. So you're all kind of mixed together on how you do during the season. So we have a practice, two practice weeks, what it's called. So the kids just practice. Then we have a reserve week. And then we have five scoring weeks. And then finally we have a fun shoot that we do at the end kind of to get ready for the state tournament. is how the season goes.
Well, great. That's, yeah, like Robin said, this is a really popular growing sport in the high school league and stuff. Is there, guys, do you have anything else? John, do you have anything else more?
I'd just like to thank everybody who helped support us, because without you guys' support, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing.
And you're looking at just our team alone this year will spend just about $12,000 on targets and shells. And we've got great sponsors, like Coach Holtz was saying, back in our home district, you know, from the sportsmen's clubs, the Pheasants Forevers, to just regular donations. We're trying to keep it cheap. We have the kids only cost them $100 for the whole year to participate. And as you can tell, we had 53 kids out this year. And today we brought up, of those 53, 28 came up here to shoot today. So it's a really neat thing. We're trying to keep it affordable. But without the businesses back home helping to support it, we don't want to price anybody out. And, you know, if you're a kid that's interested in shooting, even if you don't have your own gun, we'll make sure that we find a gun for you and so you're able to participate. So, like we said, we just can't thank the businesses back home for helping support and keep these kids active. Because for some, it might be the only sport they do, and you can earn a varsity letter. Anybody who averages a 17 in the 5 weeks or who has been a participant for four straight years. So it's really a neat thing for kids to get that. You know, they want to walk around with their Letterman jacket too, and this is a great way for them to do it. And it's just an awesome sport.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds great, guys. Thank you very much for coming over. Yeah, like I said earlier, this is a great venue. If you come up here, it almost looks like kind of a fairground type atmosphere. They've got food vendors here. I can see corn dogs, cheese curds, hamburgers, cheeseburgers. They got pretty much everything up here to kind of trap you in here.
I'll be right up. I'll be right up, Kurt.
Yeah, it sounds great. So, I think we'll kind of sign off now, and maybe later on I'll call back and we can interview a couple more kids and see how the rest of the day is going up here in Alexandria.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kurt. Appreciate the report from the state trap meet, and looking forward to some more reports throughout the day.
Sounds great, Paul.
Yep. All right. That's Kurt Baldwin reporting from Alexandria.